Just last month, Damon Walker says a teen working at a gas station in southwest Philly was shot.
A young man who was working at a Hess station, working late overnight. It turns out he was robbed. Two men approached the Hess station where he worked, and one of them had on a Hess shirt. So he allowed the person into the station thinking that they were a fellow deliverer or co-worker.
Since then, the teen reportedly has recovered. Walker, with the Philadelphia Project on Occupational Safety and Health, wonders what safety protocols were in place for checking deliveries and badges before any employee would unlock the gas station store. He worries teen workers might not speak up.
Teens are particularly vulnerable because by nature they're going to obey the people that are over them, whether it's a parent, whether it's a teacher at school, or whether it's a supervisor on the job.
Walker's nonprofit is working with the U.S. Labor Department, training teens about workplace safety. 14-year-old Wendell Skinner, who happens to be Walker's son, is being trained so he can teach his peers.
With this being my first job, I can like learn from this, and like later on in life when I'm working in different places, I know different types of hazards and my workers' rights that I have to use in the future.
The goal is to train more than 100 Philly teens this summer on how to address and avoid harassment. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.